50 years ago this coming week, Black and White by Three Dog Night was the number one song in the country. Number one at the box office was The Godfather. The best-selling book in the nation was Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And 50 years ago next Saturday, a brand new show premiered on CBS television, MASH. Our next guest played Private Igor Stravinsky. He's also the host of the terrific MASH Matters podcast. We're happy to welcome back to the program, Jeff Maxwell. Jeff, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it. Otherwise, I'd be sitting there looking at my sock drawer.
Well, listen, that's not a bad thing to do once in a while. Take inventory, make changes as you need to.
Exactly. The plaid ones with the pure white ones. And sometimes I get them mixed up, but I try hard.
I understand completely. Man, there's so much going on here with the upcoming 50th anniversary, and you have got a very cool event tied into the MASH Matters podcast for the actual anniversary day. Am I right?
Well, we do. We're very excited about it. You know, the ranch, where I used to call it the Fox Ranch, that's where they shot a lot of movies for 20th Century Fox and some other movie companies as well. But they shot MASH there. The original film was filmed out at this location. Then they left everything up there. And when the TV show was created, they decided, well, hey, we got all that stuff there. We can use that. So that set was used for the entire 11 years for the production, television production of MASH. And what's happened is we're going to have an event on September 17th out at the ranch. That sort of commemorates the 50th year anniversary. And so I'm going to be there, and we're going to be serving some breakfast, and I will be there as Private Igor, slopping some food to somebody, whoever shows up, actually.
Well, that's
we're
fantastic.
Really excited. They're selling tickets for this event, only 50. There's 50 tickets for sale, and then after that, everybody else can come. You can come in for free. There's no charge for getting in there, but just participating in the breakfast event is $50 because this is really a fundraiser for the docents that take care of that set area, because if they didn't, it would be purely rabbits and coyotes and, you know, tumbleweeds. So they do a wonderful job and have for the last 14 years, so we're out there trying to help raise a little money for them. So that's what it's about.
Well, that is very cool. And you've been busy this summer. Every time I turn around, you're off at another MASH gathering, and usually with Loretta Swit and Jamie Farr. I feel like I should call you Jeff Igor, as she does.
Yes, you did. Jeff Igor. That's funny. Loretta Swit, my dear friend, coined that term, that name for me, and she called me that once, and it stuck. I'm now Jeff Igor officially, I think. Anything that Loretta Swit does, you must do officially. It's the rule.
Well, how fun is it to get out there on the road with your old castmates, but mostly just to meet people and talk about the show?
I tell you, I've said this on the podcast that we do, but I have to say it's a very moving, emotional thing because, you know, when I was working on the show, it is a job. Everybody worked there, from Alan Alda down to me. Everybody was working at their job, and we're trying to do a good job, you know, every day. But I wasn't necessarily a viewer. A lot of people are viewers, and they grew up with the show, and they bonded with the stories, and they bonded with the characters. I bonded with the people that I was working with every day, but not necessarily the characters. So when I get out on the road and we're doing these shows and talking to people, they come up to me and they tell me very dramatic stories about how important the show was to them, how the characters helped shape their lives. They gave them jobs. A lot of women come up and men come up and say, hey, I became a nurse because of you know, Major Houlihan, and I was just so impressed with everybody's behavior. That's what affected me, and so that was my career. So you hear these stories. You hear somebody, a woman came up to me and said, gee, Jeff, you know, you weren't a star. You weren't Alan Alda, but I knew that every time you came on the screen, I was going to laugh. And that almost made me cry. Almost made me cry now when I said it. It was very dramatic to hear that because that's what I was there for. And I knew I was doing my job. And so all of these stories that I'm now hearing 50 some odd years later are just so moving and wonderful. And so I thank everybody. If anybody's listening and said anything to me like that, I thank them from the bottom of my heart because it's a beautiful experience.
Well, we've had fun all summer catching up with Loretta. Mike Farrell was on. Jamie, we had G.W. Bailey on early in the summer. And everybody's got that same story that, you know, when you're working, you're doing the job. You know the show is doing well in the ratings and it's popular. But you have no idea. I'm sure that not just while it's on, but half a century later, people will still feel that connection. And Mike talked about how it's sort of a one-sided relationship because you feel like part of the family to the folks who were watching all these years, even though you've never met those people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a dual thing. You know, you feel part of their family, they feel part of your family. It's been really a bonding experience for 50 years for all the viewers, and it's now that same thing for me on the other side of it now. So it is, and everybody who worked on MASH who gets this experience has that feeling. You know, we didn't, you know, you're working every day on stage 9 at 20th Century Fox, and it's a great big weird building, and it's dark and strange, and you know, you get there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you leave there at, you know, 6 o'clock at night, and it's still dark and weird and strange, and you go home, and you have a martini, and you go to sleep, and you get up and do it again. So you don't really have the connection outside until things like this happen, because as the show goes on, you're shooting for, you know, numbers of months, so you don't get really a perspective until you get out into the world and start talking to people. And that's when it hits you and it dawns on you. Wow, really? We really did that? Really? So it's fun. I say that it's, you know, all of us will say it. It sounds kind of like a broken record, but it's the truth. It's what we all experience, and it's a wonderful thing.
We're talking with Jeff Maxwell here on Downtown. Now, you told us last time you were on, you know, the episodes that you remember, it wasn't about the episode, it was about what was happening with your character on that show. But are there any episodes that stand out for the experience of making them?
Yeah, there is one, the one called Adam's Ribs.
Oh, yeah.
And in that episode, I was behind the food tray, and Alan Alda comes in and says, well, what do we have? What's the entree? So I say, the entree for today is liver or fish. And then he goes crazy, you know, and says, I've eaten enough fish to grow gills, you know, and he goes kind of nuts that he's got this same entree. And so he starts saying, we want something else. And he starts dancing, and he leaped up on one of the tables in the mess tent and started doing this little jig thing. And, you know, throwing his arms around in the tray and shouting, we want something else, and dancing back and forth. And finally, the whole camp starts pounding their, you know, this thing, we want something else. But when I'm standing there, I'm watching Alan do this. And I thought, how, what? Nobody expected him to leap up on the table and start doing that dance. And he did. And I asked him, how, you know, you didn't rehearse. He said, no, I was just, it just happened. You know, I just thought I should jump up on the table. So that was so much fun to watch. And then to see the whole camp explode and do all that stuff that they did. And me and Roy, who was standing next to me, were banging our trays. For me, that was just a fun experience and a fun day. So, yeah, Adam's Ribs, I would say, was the funnest time I had. Well, one of them. I mean, all of them were delightful and wonderful, but that was one of the funnest.
Now, who were the cast members that you were closest to, hung out with during the shooting?
Well, you know, we all kind of hung out together. You're in the same room. You know, there was no caste system. You know, nobody was kind of better than the other one. We all kind of slid in and out of each other's sphere of influence and lives. I know the one dear friend who passed away, it was very sad, Kelly Nakahara, was great. She was a lovely person and a dear friend, and so is the guy that I was in the Adam's Rib shot with, who was banging the lids with me, was named Roy Goldman, and he also passed away. He was in a number of episodes, always one of the orderlies and things. But Roy he was one of the funniest people on the set, and he just kept everybody in stitches. If he wanted to, he could just make you laugh at any given moment. So he and I bonded over that because I've been a fan of any comedian since I was, 11. So I, Roy and Kelly and I used to hang out a lot together, I have to admit. We did.
And the fact, and Mike has talked about this, and Jamie too, that, people didn't go off and hide in trailers, that you sat around and talked with each other and talked about the scene, talked about your lives, and certainly that had to add to the chemistry when you were actually doing the filming.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it was a natural extension then of these people, because we were just people doing our stuff and being friends and having a life and enjoying what we were doing, and then, they say action, and those same people were in the scene talking to each other, so there was no real difference except some of the words, but we were still the same people, and we had a connection that I think helped add to the characters and to the relationships of the characters. Really, really solidified them. You can get corny and go off in big tangents about acting and what you do and how it works, but basically, it's a bunch of people in a room talking to each other and trying to tell the truth, and that's what we did.
The podcast is going great, Guns. What are you up to, 89 episodes now of MASH Matters?
I think it's 90. I think we just recorded 90, actually. I think we're still on the, still officially 89, but I think we just recorded 90. Yeah, the podcast was a wonderful experience, is a wonderful experience. I met Ryan Patrick, my co-host, as a he was a radio broadcaster in Illinois, and he had me on the show when I did my cookbook Secrets of the MASH Mess, and we talked about that, and that was back in 1997, I think, or 1998, and we just stayed in touch over the years. And then a few years ago he called me and said, hey, I'm thinking about doing a podcast about MASH, would you be a guest? And I stuck my foot in the door, and he said, no, but I'll do it with you. And he went, really? I said, yeah, I'd love that. That'd be fun. So we did it. And by gosh, I mean, people seem to enjoy it, and they listen to it. And we've got a jillion downloads, however, whatever that means, and wonderful people and wonderful listeners. So we're having a ball doing it. We really are. Now, again, this is a good thing because Ryan is a fan. He grew up watching the show, bonding with all the characters, and I worked there. So it's kind of those two personalities could talk to each other and sort of, have different perspectives on the show, but sort of end up at the same place.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so great.
Yeah, MASH Matters. Thanks for mentioning it. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Oh, it's a blast. Anybody who's a MASH fan needs to be a subscriber to MASH Matters and check that out. Hey, it was pretty exciting around here. Your brother-in-law, Dana, reunited with his old band that was a big favorite in the area for many, many years. I think the first time they played together in a couple of decades.
Wow. this is great. I will have to share this with my wife. Yeah, we didn't know that. News to me. This is great. Hey, breaking news. Wow.
Yeah, he was a terrific band called Nashville Run, and they did a little reunion concert a couple of weekends ago.
Wow, isn't that exciting? We had no idea that happened. This is very exciting. Well, darn for Dana. He didn't call us and tell us that. What the heck? You got to call him and tell him he's a bad guy.
That's why I'm here, Jeff, is to keep you up to date on the East Coast branch of the family.
Yeah. How's the weather?
Oh, the weather's beautiful here. It's about 79 degrees and sunny. It's perfect.
You're killing me. It's like 110 here.
I know. It's been brutal out there.
Oh, it's terrible. It really has. I have to admit. I'm a native Californian. I love California. But I'll tell you, it is brutal. For the past week, people were dropping over. It's hot. And the poor people who are in areas that they're afire, my gosh, those poor firemen, I don't know how they're living through that. 110 degrees, and out there is probably, with a fire, it's probably 120 degrees. How they survive it, I don't know. My hat's off to them. Terrible.
Well, you come back here, we'll keep you nice and cool and pleasant. September is the best month of the year in Maine.
Yeah, we wanted to get back there. Sadly, my mother-in-law passed away recently, and we were thinking of going back. We couldn't for various reasons, but we love it, My wife is from Maine, and we went back there a number of times and had a great time. And We should have gotten together, for gosh sake. Next time we're there, we got to do that.
All right. We'll make a point of that. Well, Jeff, it's great to catch up with you again. We wish you lots of luck next weekend at the big anniversary event at the ranch, and keep doing what you and Ryan do in the podcast. It's great. And thanks, as always, for making a little time for us.
I really appreciate it. It's wonderful to talk to you again. The last one was great, and this one is great, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you inviting me to talk. It was a great conversation. Let's do it again. And again, when I'm in Maine, let's sit down and have a lobster roll.
That's a plan right there. Thank you, Jeff. Be well.
All right. Thank you.
That's Jeff Maxwell of MASH and the MASH Matters podcast here on Downtown.